You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes away from the Power Hour on this wonderful Wednesday on the brilliant BetQL Network with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. And in the Power Hour, we got 13 games in the association. We got tons of college basketball. And as I said at the start of the show, I hope our guy Bill Matz, our technical director, the great Bill Matz at Philadelphia One on Twitter, a stud NHL handicapper, I hope he's got his tea, the honey, the lozenges. He's going to give out a lot of bets tonight in the NHL. 14 games tonight on the ice. And joining us right now to talk about the 14 games tonight, probably not all 14, we don't have enough time, but all things National Hockey League betting, the great Dennis Bernstein returns to You Better You Bet. Dennis is on Twitter at DennisTFP for the fourth period. Dennis, welcome back to the show with Nick and Ken here on a wonderful Wednesday on the brilliant BetQL Network. A very happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family. Great to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. Ken, thanks for having me back on You Better You Bet. I was on the island last week. Caught the first two games of UBS Arena and had a good time there. But happy to celebrate pre-Thanksgiving with you guys and talk some hockey.
Dennis, I feel like every time we have you on, you're at like an awesome sporting event. You're on a trip. You're on a vacation. Seems like you're probably living your best life. What's the next sporting event that you're going to? I have to imagine you have stuff planned out, or maybe it's this weekend, maybe it's next week. Like, what else is coming up on your holiday calendar trip wise, since you were just obviously, on the island, as you said, and then, went to the Dodgers game during the playoffs. You always got cool stuff going on. What's up next?
Well, I'm at Kings Leafs tonight, but unfortunately, Ken, next week, I won't be attending a sporting event because I'll be vacationing in Kauai. I know it's a major sacrifice I have to do not to be at a sporting event, Ken, but somebody's got to do it. So we'll be in a Kauai from Sunday to Saturday, but don't hate
it. Could be worse. Not so bad. Dennis, we'll get to
30 in Connecticut today.
Dennis, we'll get to more specific questions here, but curious, since the last time we had you on the show, like some of your big takeaways, like a team maybe that's been playing way better than you expected, a team that's really struggling, a team that's on the up and up, any big picture hockey takeaways you've got for us, we would love to hear them.
Yeah, I'm shocked about Calgary, Nick, to be honest with you. They have 7 shutouts in 19 games, and last night didn't have a shutout, but 7 shutouts in 19 games, that's an NHL record. Like, no team's ever done it. So I didn't think much of the team, but it shows you that Jacob Markstrom has been fantastic. This season worth every penny. They're listening to Darryl. I'm not sure that's going to last for 82 games, but to me, that's a big surprise. And even though they lost the last couple of games, Anaheim and their offense, they're a top 10 offense, Nick, and the question was the beginning of the season, how is this team ever going to score goals? Well, Troy Terry comes in and goes on some, 92-game scoring streak. Just kidding. So I think to me in the West, the two real big surprises are Calgary and Anaheim. In the East, I was there. It's just a really tough situation with injuries and with COVID. But the Islanders, they're the worst record in the league right now. Nobody had that. Nobody saw it coming. Yes, they had a 13-game road trip to start the season. It got worse because of injuries and COVID late on. But they're up against it right now. And they just have to start winning games at this point.
Dennis, I was going to go somewhere else, but you mentioned the Islanders and their struggles. I'm just curious, there's a market open right now about whether the Islanders are going to make the playoffs this year. So basically the question becomes, do you think this is something they can turn around, or do you think this is something that's going to last the entire year? But the market for them to make the playoffs, no is a favorite, minus 150, so bet $150 to $100, and yes, plus 130. So the Islanders favorites to not make the playoffs right now. How do you see the rest of the season going for them? I know you mentioned they've struggled so far.
Well, Ken, they got to start winning here on this day. Look, the schedule lays up great for them. right? So would I bet no? I wouldn't bet no at this point, because when you look at the wild card teams right now, it's Columbus and Pittsburgh. I'm not in love with either of those teams. Now, Boston's on the outside looking in. So I think if they get to full health, I still think they're a very complete team. Sorokin's been really good in net. So I wouldn't say they're not going to make the playoffs. I still think there's a lot of racetrack left, but there's 57 games. But Ken, if we get to game 25 and we're still having that conversation, then I would be very worried about this team, because I watched them and just look, half the team's an AHL team. I wouldn't worry just yet, but I think 10 more games, 25, we're still talking them deep out of the playoffs, then it might be a no bet, might be the safe bet.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dennis, how the heck are the Minnesota Wild doing what they're doing here? Do you expect them to keep up this run of play?
Yeah, of course I do, because they're a really smart team. They don't beat themselves, and they win close games, Nick. Like, you look at a record. They're 11-6-1. Their goal differential is +5. They win close games. They win on the road. They played most of their games on the road, 6-4-1-1, 11 games out of 18, and they have Kaprizov's bounce back. They're a smart team that doesn't beat themselves, and they've always been able to skate, and now they have a dynamic scorer in Kaprizov. So to me, and if they trade for JT Miller, because there's a rumor going around that JT Miller might go to Minnesota, like, they will hang around. Now, look, Colorado's coming. They're coming with a rush. They're getting healthy. But I would suspect that Minnesota is in the top three in the Western, in the Central Division, and they're an easy playoff team. So they're not doing it with Maris, Nick. They're doing it because they're a good team.
Dennis, you mentioned Colorado there briefly. They've won 5 straight, scoring over 6 goals a game without Nathan MacKinnon there. 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. I'm just curious, like, how would you play Colorado going forward? Like, is this, do you think this can kind of sustain itself? Is this a team that's going to stay hot here for the next couple of weeks? You know, long-term, the rest of the year, what's kind of your status here for Colorado? How do we play on them?
5-5-1 to win the Cup's a great price, Ken. I mean, it is. I mean, they're going to more. Now, the one caveat is, like, watch Jack Eichel. He's the big X factor. He's probably going to come back in a couple of months. Like, does that make them the favorite? We have to see how he, if he's healthy, what he's like when he comes back. But Colorado's a deep, dangerous team. The one question is the goaltending. So for me, how do we play them? Like tonight against the Ducks, they're the top offensive team in the league, the Avs, and the Ducks are top 10. And you get the over at 5.5. I mean, you got to bet the over here. So I think I'm looking at overs here because I think this team will continue to produce and can continue to get healthy. But I don't think it's going to be a lockdown team. So I think they're going to give up their share of goals. But this is one of the teams in the league, Ken, that can outscore their mistakes. So depending on the opponent of that night, I'm looking at consistent overs with respect to the Colorado Avalanche going through the season now.
Our technical director, Bill Matz, is on fire with the NHL. He agrees with you. Typed yup as soon as you said that, Dennis, about the game coming up tonight. You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking the National Hockey League with our pal, the great Dennis Bernstein, on Twitter at DennisTFP from the fourth period. Dennis, let's talk a little Carolina Hurricanes here on top of the Eastern Conference, but interesting. Plus 650 to win the East. They're behind Florida, who's at 4-1. Tampa at 5-1, the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. Same odds as Toronto and Boston. Like, where do you kind of slot Carolina in? Is Carolina good value to win the conference or maybe even the cup here at 14-1?
Yeah, at 14-1, they're great value. They're better than 14-1. They are, without question. The question with them, Ken, is the goaltending. That's it. Is Freddie Anderson. Freddie Anderson might win the Vezina with those numbers, but you know what Freddie Anderson does in the playoffs? He doesn't make the big saves. So I think that's the question about this team. Is the combination in Carolina good enough to win a cup? But they are good. They are dangerous. And tonight, I looked at they're a small favorite against the Seattle Kraken. Really? Minus 140? I'm running to make that bet. Like, that's a great team because they all bought into the system, Nick. Like, Rod Brind'Amour is a great coach. They're fast, they're smart, and they're talented. So, yeah, they are at 14-1. Of course you make that bet. You have to. Like, it's stupid not to. At this point in time, I really do, because I think that much of the team. But again, if they don't make it, and you mentioned the third team in that, looming in the background, Nick, are the Tampa Bay Lightning. And all of a sudden, with all those injuries and Kucherov's off and points out, 7-1-2 in their last 10. They're doing it. There's a team that's doing it with mirrors, but they're finding ways to win because they know how to win. But Carolina, they are a deep, dangerous team, and I think could easily win the cup, but it'll come down to the goaltending.
Dennis, I know when we had you on before the season, obviously you were, I mean, everyone was bullish on Connor McDavid, but you were like really, really, really bullish on props and Connor McDavid to obviously have the type of season that he's having right now. But an interesting kind of situation has arisen, right? Because his teammate Leon Draisaitl is playing so well that the markets for both most goals and most points, MVP and everything, it's like are all kind of muddled because these two players are both playing very well. So McDavid trails Draisaitl by 4 points, but yet is still the favorite to win the Art Ross Trophy, which is the league's leader in points. McDavid minus 143, so trailing by four. Draisaitl, who has the most, plus 150. Just kind of curious your take on that market, these two players against each other. MVP also could be impacted. McDavid a favorite to win that, plus 150. Draisaitl plus 330. Is this market going to turn at some point where Draisaitl becomes the favorite? Like, how far ahead does he have to be for that to be the case? Kind of your take on a really interesting situation that's developing here with two teammates, both vying for all of the top prizes in the league.
Ken, on that particular bet, it's a coin flip. Like, who do you like better? It's as simple as that. I still like Connor. I think you make the determination after the Olympics. Let's see. Let's get through the Olympics. Let's see who's living down the stretch. Let's see if there's any injury factor at this point in time. For me, I would lay off that bet until I get some more clarity. I think, 2018 games in, it's a little too early for me. Like, I don't feel bad about, propping Connor McDavid at this point in time. I don't think he's going to trail Leon by that much. I don't think it's going to be a gap of 15 or 20 points short of some injury to either player. I think they'll be neck and neck the entire season. They play with each other. They're on the same power play. So I think that when they score a goal, one guy gets a goal, one guy gets an assist. So the points are going to be probably even. So I'd have to let this play out longer between. I think the market's going to turn before somebody emerges. Like I said, either an injury or we get closer to the finish line, there may be more clarity around that race.
Dennis, you've given us a bunch of thoughts and bets on the games tonight. Anything that you really love in the 14-game slate tonight in the National Hockey League that you have not yet shared with us, we would love it, our listeners and viewers, and selfishly, me and Ken as well.
Yes, of course. I like the Rangers tonight. I know the Islanders are desperate, but they don't show me much. Again, they're playing with half the AHL Bridgeport team. I like the Rangers. I think it's a low-scoring affair. Both goalies are great, Shesterkin and Sorokin. And the Canucks are just – I watch that team, and I just cringe when I watch them play defensively. They should be desperate in Pittsburgh. I like the Pens tonight. I think that the Canucks are going to continue to be, be challenged on the road. It's a long road for this team. I think the Penguins will have enough. So those are the two teams I look at tonight, Rangers and the Penguins to win those games tonight, and the under and the Ranger on the game. I just don't think there'll be a lot of offense, a lot of great goaltending.
Your favorite Thanksgiving food item is what?
A turkey leg. Like Henry VIII. Remember the turkey leg?
Well, the fact that you threw Henry VIII out there makes me feel like a Robert Baratheon from Game of Thrones. Give us something other than turkey.
Right. Stuffing, but with no celery in it.
Oh, see, I kind of like the celery in the stuffing. That's interesting. I like that. Dennis, awesome job, man. You know we love having you on You Better, You Bet. Check out Dennis's website, The Fourth Period. Dennis is on Twitter at DennisTFP. My friend, again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Good luck with all the bets. Enjoy your vacation, and we'll catch up with you soon here on the show.
Nick and Ken, thanks for the time on You Better, You Bet. Always appreciate being on with you.
That is our pal Dennis Bernstein joining us here on the show. So he's not going to Hawaii. He's going to Kauai, correct?
Right, which is the... Hawaii, so there's four islands, right? Is Hawaii the big one or is Kauai the big one?
I don't know. I like how you're asking me this. I don't even know.
Maui and Oahu are like the two middle ones, right? And one small.
What about
Hawaii
Honolulu?
Is the big one. Mike Brown. That's it. That's on Oahu, right?
Pretty sure. Do you think Mike Brown could like walk onto Jeopardy and just win?
A video producer from New Jersey. Mike.
Downtown. Mike Brown. So it says here they call you Downtown. Power Hour coming up after this final hour of the show.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.